You are tuning in to Locomotives. This is Portland's exclusive local music show dedicated to Maine artists. I'm your host tonight, Bobby, and we are really, really excited tonight to have some special guests in the studio. We have a group called Jim Dandy. Punk is not dead. They are Jim Dandy. They're from Belfast. And we're going to kick things off right here at 7:35 p.m., going straight into some music. You guys ready? I see Jim Dandy there in the studio, and let me turn them up here.
Hello. Hey. It's lovely to be here. Hey. It's lovely to be here.
All right. I say let's skip the small talk and let's kick right into some music.
Let's get ready.
All right.
Mad thoughts run in my head. Feed them to the monsters under my bed. And the doctor says I'm gone mad. The old friends that always said I have.
Mad thoughts run in my head. Feed them to the monsters under my bed. Big a dig dig.
We're loving it in here. To all you listeners out there, this is great. That first song we played was called Thrashity. The second song is called Bedbugs. And this song right here is called Milk Street.
Milk Street! we're out here on Milk Street. I thought it'd be so sweet. I hate it on Milk Street, yeah. Not far from Milk Street. I met her at a meet and greet. She said that she'd be so sweet. She wanted it to be discreet. Not far from Milk Street. We got a house on Milk Street. I hate that house on Milk Street. Yeah, I hate that house on Milk Street.
Oh, that is Jim Dandy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Talk into your mics real quick. Let's make sure we got the right
hey
level.
Hey, guys. Hello.
All right, that's perfect.
Hi. Perfect.
Wow, so we just finished up a three-song set. Talk to us about those songs. What did you play?
First song we played was called Thrashtity. Second song was called Bedbugs. And that last one was called Milk Street.
Named after the street in Portland.
All right. As I hear your songs, I want to know the story behind these lyrics, and I think we'll get into that a little bit later.
Good.
but I guess first let's introduce the band to our listeners tonight. Who do we have out there in the band room?
I am Hunter, vocals and guitar. Hunter Finden, that's me.
I'm Molly Samuels, and I play the bass.
And my name is Wes Steers, and I play the drums.
All right. And y'all are from... Belfast.
Yes.
We're from Belfast, Maine. About 2 hours up the coast.
All right.
North. Or something.
And what is it like being a band in Belfast?
Not a very big music scene, but more recently.
Pretty slow.
When we first started being a band, there wasn't much of a music scene, but like more recently, it's gotten pretty big.
I think there was always a music scene in Belfast. It's typically
hidden. Yeah, hidden scene.
It's typically like it's I don't want to call it an old town, but I wouldn't say that there is an overwhelming amount of young people there.
Yeah.
So bands like us who play punk rock, loud, sweaty, energetic music, there wasn't a lot of that going on. There's a lot of folk stuff, and the music scene in Belfast is great. I mean, Class Machine. That's all I have to say.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
R.I.P.
And so for you guys, what kind of venues do you play in Belfast? How do you fit into that scene?
There's a place called Waterfall Arts, and it's like an art studio place. And
it's a community art center.
Community art center. Thank you, Wes.
Yeah.
And in the basement, it's called the Fallout Shelter, and they have shows there. And that holds like 150, I think. So
yeah, something like that. And then there's smaller places around town that you can play. Like I said, there's like a lot of softer stuff, folky stuff that is more easily accessible because of the smaller venues. There's not like a big venue in Belfast. The Opera House is sort of out of commission, so we can't use that. There's in the summertime on Thursday nights, there's a Music in the Streets. So a guy named Ando Anderson, who's awesome, He's like a music vet.
Yeah, he's the coolest dude. He sets up just right in the middle of the they block off one of the main streets in Belfast, and they have two bands every Thursday night, and it ranges from anything. There's like experimental stuff to punk stuff to rock stuff to big band stuff, jazz, folk, flute, mutes,
kazoo.
Mimes, kazoos, mimes.
And you find it, you know, in your town, there is an audience that is hungry for this,
yeah,
this visceral punk rock.
Yeah,
that you play.
A lot of the people, it's a small town, so yeah, a lot of the people come out because they know us, but there's a lot of young kids who don't want to go see folk concerts with a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. They want to come see the punk rock.
Yeah, and it's cool because, like, we just naturally as a band, we want to play out and out of town and out of the county, and in doing that we've found other bands to bring back to Belfast with us, which was cool. You know, like we play in Blue Hill with Murther, who's this incredible,
we love Murther,
yeah, they're like
so
this
much
sick psychedelic dub funk band, and
okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
They're so cool, and they're just the sweetest boys too. Like I want to kiss every one of them, but I don't have the heart to tell them. Whoops.
Well, I think they just found out.
Maybe.
Tonight on the FM.
Sweet. I mean, it's better than finding it out on the AM.
That's
it's
true.
All fuzzy.
Do you guys get WMPG up there in Belfast?
No.
Unfortunately,
90.9 is NPR.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it does stream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all over the Facebooks.
So you guys met. What's the, you know, I mean, if you haven't, I'm talking to the audience now, if you haven't checked out Jim Dandy's recent article, came out on the 8th in the Bangor Daily News. They got a really big write-up by Emily Burnham.
Yeah, she rocks.
Yeah.
We love Emily Burnham. We love Emily Burnham.
The title, Punk's Not Dead Power Trio, Jim Dandy Makes Sure It's Alive and Well in Belfast. And the article kind of goes into how you met.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, as a fan of music, I'm always interested in that, you know, the formation of the group. So do you mind talking to us about that process for you?
The way we met, I had heard of Wes through the grapevine, and I heard that he was a cool dude, and then he was homeschooled for a while, so I was never in school then, but then his sophomore year and my freshman year, we met up in gym class, and I was like, you're Wes, I heard you're cool, and then, yeah, so that's how me and Wes met, and then a year later...
The illusion soon dissipated.
Yeah, and then I realized he wasn't cool, and it took me a year.
And then we were like, well, we might as well start a band.
Yeah, and then, so we were in like a two-piece, and then we're in a three-piece, and then we were in a two-piece again, and then we added Molly to the band by force.
Yeah.
And what was the musical connection for you guys? What was it that drew you together?
I think stylistically, Hunter and I had a lot in common.
Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, it's just like us together. It was stuff like that. I mean, I grew up on classic rock and psychedelic rock and all that good stuff, and he did too. He probably had... He listened to a lot more than I did. I'm sort of like a music... Molly says I'm a snob, but I just like rock and roll. I just like rock and roll. So I think the opportunity to play the type of music that I grew up listening to and having someone who's into that as well was what drew me and Hunter and I together.
Great.
And then, yeah, so we started, and then we did one band called Jim Dandy, which, like Hunter said, was a two-piece, like a blues rock sort of thing. And I was playing drums and singing, and he was playing guitar. And then we broke up, not like anything bad. We just were like, oh, it just kind of faded, much like Ben Shepherd at a party.
And, so true.
And then we got back together the summer that I graduated from high school, and we were in a band with our friend Dom Williams called The Trees, and that was like a garage rock sort of like kind of more, even more of like a classic rock influence almost.
I'm a Trees fan forever.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, and meanwhile Molly's here the entire time. Like she came to our first show, she made our first t-shirts with us, she was there when we were writing all of our songs. We used to like stay up late at Hunter's house and sing weird songs to her, which sounds strange, but it was strange.
Totally strange.
and did you know all the time that she was this punk rock bassist?
Well, she wasn't.
I played bass in like sixth grade band, and then I never did ever again, and they'd been trying to convince me to play with them since we were like 15.
Oh wow, that's great. That's typically a formula for being a great bass player in a punk band.
Yeah, yeah. Now she rips. I have not seen. Yeah, and just it brings a tear to my eye and a sweatiness to the palms of my hands.
Oh. I'm glad I'm separated by glass from the studio right now.
I'm not.
So you guys came together in this. This is the second or third incarnation of Jim Dandy.
Technically, it's the second.
Second, okay.
And that's just a quick background on the name. We all grew up in Belfast, and there's a video store there called Opera House Video, who's co-owned by a man named Jim Dandy, and he's just the coolest dude in the whole world. And I went in there when I was 10. I'm 20 now, so I've known him for almost 11 years.
Yeah.
And him and I hit it off like right away, and he just gave me CDs and movies and cool horror flicks and
And my mom used to work there, so that's how I know him.
He knew Hunter like back in the day.
When I was like a baby. He used to call me Hunty.
he calls us Hunty and Wessie, and it's like we're still six in his eyes.
And he's still, this video shop is still open?
Yeah.
Still running?
Yeah,
it's one of the few.
What's it called?
It's Opera House Video.
Opera House Video. Anybody traveling through Belfast, check that out.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely.
I worked there for a really long time. Hunter's mom worked there.
Hunter, I rented movies from there when I was a kid. Yeah. I lived up the road.
It's one of those things. It's just another cool feature in the face of Belfast. It's a cool town. It's one of those things where you, at first glance, you're like, oh, this is just one of those coastal Maine touristy things, but there's so much more to it than that. There's a really cool art scene, really cool music scene, cool shops, cool people. I would highly recommend Belfast. And I would if I wasn't from there too. More inclined to dissuade you from going being from there.
Jim Dandy supports visiting Belfast, Maine. That's great. I've been to Belfast once. It was in the middle of, I think it was in January.
That's the worst time.
January, February are the worst.
But it was still happening. Yeah, it was I think there was like a Friday night where all the stores are open.
Oh, yeah. They do
last Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of first Fridays, they do last Fridays, and there's an art walk. There are so many galleries. Like I said, it's a huge art scene there. There's so many artists and poets and so
poetry scene.
Talk
about the underground poetry scene. That dude, what's his name?
Jacob Frick.
Jacob Frick is like the king of the poetry scene. These are my minions. I run these streets.
Whoa.
He's like a Pied Piper.
Really yeah. He's like the king of poetry.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, what
Pied Piper.
Oh, so you went in January? You went to
That's awful. It was really cold, but I was impressed by how people still, you know, there was a lot happening on the streets at that time, and it was, you know, I'm not from Maine. This is actually my first year in Maine, so that was my first winter, and I want to go to Belfast when I can hang out in shorts.
You could have gone like 4 months later, and the Christmas lights would still be up.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, you should totally come visit us sometime. That'd be fun.
Come on. Personally invited.
With the kisses.
All right, we'll talk about this off air. But I'll be so. All right, well. So we know a little bit about the story. I think we're going to dig into some more music.
Sounds good.
You have your first album is a rock opera. Is that correct?
Yeah
I guess so. Punk rock opera, a concept album.
Punk
rock
concept,
opera.
Concept story album, whatever.
And it's called Fred.
No, it's actually a common misconception. It's just the dog bowl on the cover of the album that has the dog's name. There are two characters. It's Jimmy and Fred, and it's about their adventures together. And the album cover is the dog bowl where Fred eats his meals.
Nobody knows what's in the dog bowl.
But the
maybe feet or something.
Oh, perhaps.
Okay, all right. So the next couple songs you're going to play are also featured on that album.
Yeah, correct.
All right. So why don't we hear some more songs from your first album, which is not titled Fred.
It's self-titled.
Jim Dandy. And then we'll get back and we'll talk a little bit about the concept behind this album and some of the stories. Sound good?
That sounds great. I miss you already.
All right. You're listening to WMPG. This is Jim Dandy. Do it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Gotta taste it like salami. This next one's called Dead Dog.
No, it's called Three Beers. Oh. This next song is called Three Beers, and it's based on a true story.
Wesley.
And me. And yes, I got three beers, I got three beers, I'm drunk. I got three beers, I got three beers, I got three beers, I'm drunk. I got three beers, I got three beers, I got three beers, I'm drunk. I got three beers, I got three beers, I'm gonna puke.
Wow. Memories. This next song is about a weapon and a pooch. That's the weirdest description I've ever. Do I start this one? Yeah.
Got a dog, and you know he's so dumb, all he does all day is suck on his thumb. I can't afford to pay the vet, so I went to the store so I could get a shotgun. I put down my own dog, I got a shotgun. Put down my own dog, I got a shotgun. Put down my own dog, I got a shotgun. And I killed my dog. Well, it's something, but it's about nothing. But it's about my dog. He is a lunatic. Shotgun. Put down my own dog, I got a shotgun. Put down my own dog, I got a shotgun. Put down my own dog, I got a shotgun. And I killed my dog.
And that's a wrap, boys. And that's what's up, boys.
We got one called Fred. It's about the not the name of the album. Just kidding. But, I mean,
but no, I mean, it's not the thing. This is a love song, so wow, the reverb really makes it.
Name's Fred, girlfriend's dead, gave me head, thought we'd wed, but she's dead, so I fed her to Fred,
and here's where you turn the radio up.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4! My bloodstained Cadillac.
Name was Maeve. Dug her grave as my slave. Put her back, Cadillac, in a sack with Alex Blair.
You know you love it, Maria.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4! She's laying on her back in the back of my bloodstained Cadillac. 2, 3, 4! She's laying on her back in the back of my bloodstained Cadillac.
Why'd you go there? Why, Alex? 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 Alex?
What do I do? Light out her back! In the back of my bloodstained Cadillac! Light out her back! In the back of my bloodstained Cadillac, light out her back. In the back of my bloodstained Cadillac, light out her back. In the back of my bloodstained Cadillac.
This is WMPG, and you are listening to Jim Dandy live in the studio on Locomotives tonight.
Hey.
That was beautiful.
You're beautiful.
No, that wasn't beautiful.
Things
that was
weird.
That was
brutal,
sharp, and uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, that's how we like it.
That's how we like it.
Yeah.
We don't like it blunt and sweet. Or blunt and homie, I don't know.
Homie. Blunt and homie. Perfect combination. Perfect combination.
Now, all the joking aside, you guys are
definitely
a punk band, but there's melody and there are some catchy chord progressions and songwriting going on
in these
songs, right?
Yeah. I mean, I am glad that
you're
think
the first
that.
To say it.
You're the first. Melody.
We write all the songs together, and I can only speak for myself when I say that I know that that's just like my influence of. I mean, I didn't listen to punk rock before I was in a punk band, so
that's very true.
It was punk by circumstance and I think that's just the rock and roll maybe influence coming where it's just still trying to appeal to some. Maybe that's why we get a lot of. It's gonna sound weird. We get a lot of compliments from moms. Mom laments. That sounds like mom laments. Like, oh man, Jim Dandy, or oh man, I'm a mom.
How do you come across moms? Like, are they bringing their kids
to the internet?
Shows
usually, they usually
they, they hit us up like, "Hey, I'm a mom. I'm in the area. Like, I'm in Belfast. What are you doing tonight? I'm only 7 miles away."
When we play music in the streets, there's no telling who's going to be there, and it's a family town. So you know, sometimes I remember specifically. I think this woman named Stephanie came up to me, and she was like. She had her kids with her, and we had just gotten done singing a song about how Hunter is like having an affair with the Pope, and like they were doing naughty things in the Vatican. And she comes up to me, and she's like, "You remind me of college so much. Your music is just
college."
And she still comes to the shows, and she brings her mom friends, and they all just
mom
out.
Mom dances.
They do mom mosh. It's a mom mosh.
It's a mama mosh. The mama mosh.
Monster mosh.
This is great. So there are actually moms now who are of the age, like there are moms that grew up to thrash and punk in the, I'm guessing, like the early mid 80s, and now they're experiencing nostalgia with your group.
Yeah, my mom. My mom is my punk rock inspiration. I never listened to punk rock, but my mom like had the mohawk, dyed black. Her sister had like the shaved head, but only the bangs in the front that went like one, like the dude from the Misfits.
Yes.
And like she like used to hang out with like, you know, Bad Brains and bands like that.
His mom alleged, I don't know, this is true, right?
She knew the Beastie Boys when they were at a punk band.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Down the same street? Or
Emily was the first. Emily, who's Hunter's mom, who's the woman he's talking about. Awesome. Shout out to Emily and Paul.
And my dad.
Yep. Because they let us play in their house.
Yeah.
Because we all live in apartments and we can't, like, jam in those apartments because we have landlords and neighbors.
Back to my mom.
Back to your
she
and
grew
then
up.
I do want to talk to you guys about practice spaces. That's something I'm interested in.
There you go.
Let's talk about Hunter's mom.
My mom grew up in New York City when she was like from 16 to 20, and she used to go to CBGBs and see all these bands like Wasted Youth, Reagan's Youth. Those are the only two that I know.
She was also the first person when Hunter and I started playing in this most recent band, the band that we're in now, Jim Dandy. When we started this Jim Dandy thing, she was the one who came into the practice room and was like, "You guys are playing punk now?" And we were like, "Well, I guess we are."
Yeah. So it was kind of my mom who chose the type of music. "You guys are playing jazz now?" And then we'd be here playing jazz for you.
So for you guys, punk isn't really rebellion. It's kind of like conforming to the traditions of your family.
Maybe. I mean,
my dad is not.
And my parents are not punk rockers at all.
Unless you consider James Taylor a punk rocker.
Yeah. I'm the James Taylor side of punk. No, I mean, I don't know. What was that sort of like a lead into what is punk rock for us? I don't.
We'll get to that. Can I read a quote from your recent Bangor Daily News article?
Please do.
Let's look at this quote. quote, "It's whacked out stories and weird twisted characters and fast, high-energy punk rock," says Steers. That's you, Wesley, right?
Yeah, it's Steers, actually.
Steers. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It happens all the time,
okay.
Dude.
It's Steers, who is apparently 20 years old.
I am apparently. 20.
Okay.
That part is true.
He continues to say, "I don't really care about the it being all political and screw the government. We want it to be fun and weird and not take ourselves too seriously."
That about sums it up.
Yeah, that quote. Because punk rock has sort of become, since the 80s, like almost, I don't want to say like.
Go ahead and say it.
It has like, it's like they dress in their outfits and they're like, you know, they want to be against conforming, but they are sort of with their studded leather jackets and their, you know, dyed black hair. And
yeah, they basically become Journey.
Yeah. Right there.
Well, I mean, I don't want to, like, I'm not...
Yeah, I don't want to pigeonhole them, though.
Yeah, and there's nothing to say that, like, the way that you're dressing is not who you are, because, you know, that's not what we're trying to say. And if you look like somebody else, then whatever. But, it wasn't, like, that quote, it's not, like, we weren't, like, angry at anything, and there's not anything that we're trying to, like,
there's not a
preach.
Message.
Yeah, I think we're just creative people, and... We just wanted to do something totally weird, and that's in our humor.
Yeah,
because
it's real. Weirdos. We don't take Bunch ourselves seriously. I mean,
Molly, what do you have to say about this? About this? About
I'd
what?
Say that you guys are pretty spot on.
Oh, not that much. yeah.
We're just strange people, I guess.
So yeah. I think in order to understand you guys a little more deeply, we might want to dig into some of the characters that you're talking about on this album.
Mm-hmm.
In the last set, you sing a song about killing a dog. There's this guy Fred who's coming up in the songs, and and I feel like, I mean, you know, I listened to the album last night. I was listening to it on headphones. There's a small baby in my house, and I was like, I felt conflicted listening to your album. Like,
it's dirty.
It gets the same room with an infant. It was more the noise. It wasn't so much the content, but I'm just, I want to know what this album is about. I heard, like, there's a dad kicking a kid out of the house.
Yeah.
He doesn't feed the dog. What's going on?
He feeds the dog.
Yeah. Let's see. It's basically a story about this character that we came up with named Jimmy.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is kind of like a radio show. It's like, it starts off and it's like an introduction to a radio show from the 50s. And then you go in and you listen and you hear, the first song is Bed Bugs, and you hear, like, Jimmy gets kicked out of his house, and then he has to, like, go find a place to stay, and he meets a girl, and I don't want to give away what happens. But
meanwhile, he has his best friend, who's Fred, his dog, who's the dog that he brings with him on this whole journey, and that's who Fred is. And then he, you know, things go awry, and it's like...
Fred's a bad influence.
Yeah, no one can hear Fred except for Jimmy.
Like,
So who knows?
There's a lot of it that's up to interpretation.
Yeah, I like to leave it that way. That way people, like, they listen to it more. They, like, you know, we like to, like, just... Because people are like, ooh, I wonder what this meant. I'll listen to it again and then again and then again. And then, you know, next thing you know, we're hypnotizing them. And then we're, you know...
Yeah.
And then you're coming to our shows and buying our merch.
buying our merch. Fans, money.
Yeah, I noticed there were some some subliminal messages in the album that I was picking up on. So, is any of this based on your life, or is it based on characters that you know in the zany town of Belfast?
My dad, on one of the tracks, he's like, when he's kicking Jimmy out of the house on the second, like, interlude, he was like, he starts yelling about how I don't wake up on time and how I don't feed the dog and he doesn't want me to be there anymore. And then
that's exactly how.
And he was like, he's like, oh, this is just what I normally do. He's just like, this is just, it felt good saying that. That's what he said.
The cool thing about the debut album is like, that we wrote probably four, five, six songs. And, then after writing them, realized that we could put them into a story. So much like the band is an unintentional punk band, the album was an unintentional concept album. And then once we had that direction, we were able to sort of fill in the gaps, but there are definitely influences, and writing from experience. And as is any, like, music, you know, like, you just take what you know and you take what you've experienced and you put it into it. So there are shout outs and
but we don't, there's nothing real. We don't kill animals or any of that stuff.
And that's another thing too, is we get a lot of, like, for people who don't know us, you know, if you just hear the music and you don't see
us.
Yeah. And we you could imagine us being, you know,
very, very aggressive people, but we're not. We're really not aggressive people.
We're easy on the eyes, I hope. I hope.
Yeah, you're a very good looking band.
You're a good looking DJ.
why don't we tear down this wall and make it a party?
I'm sorry, we've got to follow FCC regulations.
This is more an emotional wall.
There's no audio involved.
Yeah.
So great. All right. You played some songs off of the first album. You're going to play some other songs for us. Is there anything you've written since the first album, or is there a new album in the works? What's going on for you?
Yeah.
We got it's like, Molly.
Tom.
Well, I mean, we're like about to release our second album that we've been working on for ever since we finished the first one. We started writing the second one immediately, and we finished that, and now we're waiting, hopefully soon, to release that one.
Six weeks, I think, is the time frame for when it's going to be.
Super excited about that. And we're already beginning on the third one.
Wow.
It's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're pretty much always
writing
stuff.
Always writing.
So as of the end of the summer, we'll have two albums out.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's more to come. But, yeah.
And what was the reception like to your first album in terms of selling CDs at shows, you know, fans downloading the music? What did
the whole album is free to download on our Bandcamp.
We can't sell it because it has
we used a lot of like sound. We used a couple of sound clips and a couple of songs just to create like the skits and the interludes that we weren't able to get licensing for. And then we decided, you know, like, why would we? It doesn't, like, we made it for free. It didn't cost us anything to make, so why don't we just give it to people?
Yeah,
and I'm just gonna do this because I'm this guy. But it's available for free download at.
No, not that guy. That's that.
Our Bandcamp is therealjimdandy.bandcamp.com,
and we're on Facebook, facebook.com/therealjimdandy.
The real Jim Dandy.
The real Jim Dandy.
The real Jim Dandy.
The real Jim.
As opposed to the Jim Dandy described by Black Oak, Arkansas.
Right, or the man, or the character. There's a lot of Jim Dandys floating around this piece, and I'm about to bust it.
So this, I'm floored by this idea of, you know, making an album and then just giving it away for free. You truly are not in it for the money. You're not in this to get wealthy.
No.
We do it
because we're all best friends and we all want to play music together. Yeah. And it's the best thing that we could do.
If we started making money, cool. Happened. But if we don't make money, we're still going to do it.
Yeah, you can't stop. Yeah. You can't stop us unless you take my hands away.
Well, then, you know.
I drum with my feet.
Drum with your feet.
I drum with my feet.
I do. Actually, that's a true fact. Molly can attest to this. He's
got the weirdest feet I've ever seen.
I do.
Let's describe them for our listeners
tonight. Really? You want this?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
The first two toes are extra long.
Okay.
And the rest are like extra tiny.
So his toes make a size 12. His first two toes make a size 12. The rest of his foot is probably a size 6.
And they all have like extra joints in them? Maybe? I don't really know what's going on.
I can pick stuff up.
He can snap with them? Snap with them?
I can snap.
You can snap.
Yeah.
But not with his hands. That's funny.
He's like a mutant from the X-Men. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Quite right.
It's like a Goosebumps character. The man with super toes.
I just want to say, I think even our listeners out there tonight can pick up on this. I definitely pick up on the friendship and the sort of fun-loving spirit that you guys have as a group, you know? And I mean, the kissing and the oohing and aahing and you guys exchanging these cute glances.
Whoa.
All right. Well, let's dig into some more music.
Yeah. I think we're going to play one more from our debut album. Two more from the debut. And then we're going to play a couple of covers for you guys. Cause we only play two covers and we were like, we might as well just bring them and play them.
Yeah.
So,
the ladies like the covers.
We hope. Yeah. The ladies love the covers.
They love them.
I do this thing.
Ladies.
And you're not going to tell, you're going to keep us in, hold us in suspense right now, right?
You'll know them. They're pretty well known.
They're not. Yeah. It's not like we're going to, it's not anything obscure.
It's not punk rock.
So make sure to stick around through this set. Jim Dandy is going to be playing two covers, well-known covers.
And two originals.
Yeah.
Jim Dandy, make sure you check him out, therealjimdandy.bandcamp.com, and you can download their first album for free.
Yeah. And then, of course,
Get us on Facebook,
because I hate to be that guy, but like Facebook's
it's a great way to connect, and if you want to see our live shows, we'll be posting all that stuff on there. If you want to hear our new music, it's a good social media outlet.
And we're not like one of those bands that's like, you email them and they don't email back, or it's like their manager. Like, we will respond to you and we will send you pictures.
Nudes.
we'll send you nudes.
Hi.
Not Molly.
Yikes.
You don't want to see that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Jim Dandy.
Okay.
I can't get feedback, but, you know.
All right, I'll just go with it. Yeah,
right. We ready to go?
Yeah, we're good. Good. Yeah, let's hit it.
No feedback.
Damn it!
Audio. Wait. Okay, yeah, ready?
One dark night, never told this story cause it never felt right. 45 Magnum is strapped to my left side. My dog Fred sniffing out the place cause you know tonight someone will die. Magnum that's strapped to my side. Yeah, tonight someone's gonna die by that 45 Magnum that's strapped to my side. I don't care cause my girlfriend's already dead. Yeah, you heard it right, kids, I fed her to Fred. Jimmy O'Keefe to the left of me, and you know that he is killing it. And if Jimmy O'Keefe finds out who it was, you know that he will be killing it.
Called Good Old Fashioned Punk Rock Love, Goth Pearl. Okay.
Good Old Fashioned Punk Rock Love!
Aye.
And then the drummer forgot everything.
Oh no.
Screw you, and puked on their floor. It's just good old fashioned punk rock love. It's just good old fashioned punk rock love. they wasted no time. They got hitched up, kick, and they fight all the time. Maeve is the worst, and Jimmy is also the worst. Jimmy drinks 3 beers, gets drunk, and gets sick. It's just good old-fashioned punk rock love. It's just good old-fashioned punk rock love. Devise a sick plot. If they feed Maeve to Fred, they'll never get caught. Maeve digs her grave and Fred Liggety licks his chops. Jimmy and Fred, they can never be stopped. It's just good old-fashioned punk rock love. It's just good old-fashioned punk rock love. In it, you'll ask yourself, where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? All right, now I was swimming in the Caribbean. Caribbean. Animals are hiding behind rocks. Yes, there were. Separated bitches swimming, fish swim real quick, cause they don't know what to do when they swim real quick and they get real sick real quick. And where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Way out in the water, see it swimming.
Coconut, he got it for a dime. Sister got another one, she got it for a lime. She put the lime in the coconut, shake them all up. She put the lime in the coconut and shiggity shiggity shake. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor up. She said, doctor, don't leave this bellyache. I'll say, doctor, is there nothing I can? You put the lime in the coconut and shake them all. You put the lime in the coconut, shake them all up. You put the lime in the coconut, shake them all up. You put the lime in the coconut and shake them all up. I say, oh, wow. But I got the coconut, I got it for a time. Got another one, you got it all. I'm in the coconut and shake it, shake, shake, shake. Put the lime in the coconut and cause I guess. Put the lime in the coconut and shake it up and you shake it up cause you know that's what's up when you get turned up and you're feeling really funny and you're feeling like you need some money. Feeling really funny with a funny, funny honey cause she's getting really runny and she's getting really sunny and they come in sunny side up eggs and you come again and you come in. I said, doctor, is there nothing I can take? I said, now, doctor, to relieve this belly ache, I said, the lime in the giggity coconut. Shake them up, you put the lime in the coconut cause that's what's up, cause you're getting really up cause you're like, we are home. Holo, holo, holo. Oy, 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 digga, digga, digga. Sing, digga, ding, 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 digga, ding, 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 digga, ding, ding, doy. Sing it, da, ba, da, ba, 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 shib, da, ba, 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 skip it, da, ba, ba, da, ba, ba, na, skip it, da, ba, skip it, da, ba, skip it, da, ba, ba, skip it, da, ba, da, ba, 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 skip it, da, ba, skip it, da, ba, skip it, da, ba, 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 skip it, da, ba, da, ba, 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 skip it, da, ba, skip it, da, ba, da, ba, ba, skip it, da, ba, skip it, da, ba, ba, skip it, da, ba, skip it, da, ba, skip it, da, ba, ba, skip it, da, ba, skip it, da, ba, skip it, da. Enough scatting for a lifetime. I'm done scatting for my lifetime. Oh, I put that line. Doctor, to relieve this bellyache, I said now. Doctor, is there nothing I can take? You put the lime in the coconut, shake them all up. You put the lime in the coconut, shake them all up. You put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah. All right, digging deep with some Nilsson.
Yeah.
Mandela.
Yeah. What? What was that?
Nilsson Mandela.
We, Josh and I were just talking about, like, how, you know, you're pulling out Pixies and a Nilsson song. Not really. I mean, that last one obviously was not very obvious, not an obvious cover, I don't think.
This next one's called If I Was a Rich Girl by No Doubt.
That's not No Doubt. That's just Gwen.
Is it just Gwen?
You really going to do that song?
No,
right?
No.
Oh,
just don't
man.
Get that no, we are going
to
do
You're
going
to have to wait for that one.
We're going to do a Nelly Furtado song.
Okay, so do you have one more in this set to play?
No.
I was like, so how about this, folks? How about this, young people? If you guys need to go to the bathroom or get a drink, right now might be a good time to do that. We're gonna stop for the weather.
Oh, okay.
and do a little underwriter announcements. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
We can't wait to see you when we come back, world. Portland, South.
All right.
Southern Maine.
Southern Maine. Stick around for Jim Dandy. They're gonna come back in the studio and perform another at least 20 minutes worth of music. Hope you're digging it. What a way to enjoy a Friday night here in Portland, Maine. And we're going to get to the weather here. You're listening to WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. I'm Bobby tonight with Locomotives. And the weather tomorrow, Saturday, it's going to be sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 60 with some winds. And Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Sunday night, though, things are going to change. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers after midnight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the mid-60s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, and a 30% chance of rain. So Sunday night, folks, it looks like we're going to get kind of wet here in Portland. Monday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog, highs in the upper 70s, and a 50% chance of rain. And then that evening through Tuesday night, so Monday night through Tuesday night, we've got mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s, highs in the upper 70s, and a chance of rain is going to be 50%. And then we could look at Wednesday, but let's face it, guys. Wednesday, this is, we're really looking at our crystal ball if we think we can predict what's going to happen on Wednesday. So I'm going to stop there. This program tonight is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. Waiting a few seconds here for Jim Dandy to hop back in the studio. If you're interested in talking with the band tonight, you have any questions, or you just want to give a shout out to these fine punker musicians, call us at 207-780-4909. Once again, that is 207-780-4909. Give us a call down here at WMPG. We are kicking it Friday night, punk rock style, USM, Portland, Maine. Give us a ring and become part of the action. Next week on Locomotives, we have the Feather Lungs. So stick around for the Feather Lungs. I don't know much about the Feather Lungs. But I'm going to tell you something about the Feather Lungs right now. The Feather Lungs. I wonder if the Feather Lungs are listening right now and they're like, what? Feather Lungs look great. If you go to featherlungs.com, you can check them out. They are working on an album. They started in 2013, and it looks like they have a dark, somewhat heavy sound reminiscent of the Smashing Pumpkins or Garbage, but with a vocal edge of Karen O from Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs or Sleater-Kinney. So if you're into that kind of music or not, check them out. I'm sure they'll be fun to talk to. All right, it looks like Jim Dandy is back to the rescue.
Hey, how are you? Hey, that was a good reference.
Yeah. All right.
We're just, I think we're just going to get set up. I'm going to do just, you know, for those who are just maybe there are some folks that are just tuning in.
I'm sure there are, Wesley. Go ahead and talk to those folks.
Hi.
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 My name is Wesley, and I play drums in Jim Dandy. And if you like puppies and America and good old American-made cars, then go and visit facebook.com/therealjimdandy and find Jim Dandy, the band from Belfast, Maine, on Facebook. And then from there, you can find our music, which is free. You can find
Jack Smith's.
You can find photos of us, which are also free. We do commission work with the photos. I got it. That's about it, though. So facebook.com/therealjimdandy.
The real Jim Dandy.
The real Jim Dandy.
As opposed to the imposters. Yeah, the imposters.
Right.
And therealjimdandy.bandcamp.com.
Correct.
And I had something else to say, but I forgot.
Well, you're...
Wes, don't take your pants off. Oh. Why are you trying to drum naked right
Joke's
now?
On you, because I'm wearing shorts. we were just in the
CD library hallway area, sucking on some Jolly Ranch, and
not Jolly Ranchers,
Jolly Ranch. And we were talking about how much fun we were having, and I don't know, just thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, this is really cool.
Wow, it's wow. Such a pleasure to have a band like you in here on a Friday night. And really, it's all Josh. Josh set the show up. And,
thanks, Josh.
Well, thank you to both of you, because you're doing a great job interviewing us. At least we've you know, you're keeping us talking.
Happy. And we're happy.
Yeah, we're happy. We haven't broken anything yet, which is a feat.
That
is a feat for you.
Wow. Well, if you need to take an interview or out on the road, you know, I'm available. Just let me know.
You want
to
come tour with us? You can just come and ask us questions on stage for a while.
Again, let's talk about this off the air. There are possibilities. So you guys just wrapped up that set and you played two covers.
Yeah.
I feel like this would be a good chance to hear a little bit about maybe your influences, the kind of music that inspired you. Not necessarily make the music that you make now, but what was it that sparked your interest in music as musicians and songwriters?
Music in general. My dad's really, really, really into music. He has huge collections in his brain of bands, and I grew up listening to a lot of like different types of music, like bluegrass. This band called the Gourds, they're from Texas. They're like they're like the best bluegrass band I've ever heard. And
other than tough cats
local
the Gourds.
I like
yeah, and a lot of like Kings of Leon, like old Kings of Leon, and just bands like that. So but more recently, Nirvana.
More recently
for me,
yeah,
I watched Nirvana at Reading, and the way they smashed their instruments, that was like, I was like an 8-year-old. I was like, I want to do it. So I did. And then we broke Wes's drums.
That's true. We did. When we played Punk Fest, he jumped right into. Oh no! Actually, it wasn't even Punk Fest. It was, we did it in Belfast at the Free Range Music Festival, which is like this day long music festival. We played a show. We were the only. I mean, it was held at a bar. We're all underage, and we were the only. We were the only punk band. B, probably the loudest band there, other than When Particles Collide. When Particles Collide are Bangor based rock duo, they're loud as well, but we were louder. And then Molly broke a string halfway through the set, and we didn't have any replacements. So
I got to jump out and mosh.
Yeah, because Hunter
to our
yeah.
music, and it was kind of awesome.
Wes
I had
and
a
I
great
just,
time.
Wes and I just went 2-piece and
finished the set,
and it was like I was really flustered. It was really cold, and my like fingers weren't working. I was flustered, so we just like did a cover of
Folsom Prison
Blues.
Johnstone, if you're listening, I apologize.
Oh yeah, Molly.
In the crowd.
Molly like punched my roommate out.
Yeah, and then so we did a Folsom Prison Blues cover, and I was just like, I need to make this memorable, more memorable than it has been already. So I just jumped into the drum set.
Yeah,
more so, like fell.
But. So I had to run down the hall here when I heard you talking. So you mentioned the Gourds.
Yeah, this is Josh, right? Guys.
Hey, guys.
Josh is here. I was like, why are you running in the hallway?
No running in the hallway.
I had scissors in my hand.
Oh,
and
I
was like, I've got to get down there. But no, you mentioned the Gourds.
Yeah, I love them.
So was my introduction to the Gourds was Gin and Juice?
Mm-mm.
No?
Not my introduction.
Really?
My dad somehow found them, probably like El Paso, like whatever album that song's on. It's a great song. But also like Get Your Shine Box. Like the half studio, half live. That's so good.
Yeah.
Lament, speaking of.
So everybody should go check out the Gourds if you haven't.
Yeah, yes. They're great.
Oh, yeah.
We sound exactly like them.
Can you play us out with the Gourd song? Can you play us out with a Gourd song?
Yeah, is it one specifically?
Yeah, we can try and find one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Lament.
Yeah, Lament.
Cool. Lament by the Gourds. Cool. All right, we'll check it out.
Molly, what were your influences?
I mean, a lot of music. I guess in like the whole punky scheme, I'm a big old Clash fan.
Oh, yeah.
It's like my favorite band ever, so I guess that's a little something.
X-Cult as well.
Oh, X-Cult's awesome. X-Cult was, I didn't, like I said previously in this interview, I didn't listen to punk before I played punk music, but when I was like, we might as well give this a shot, I listened to this band called X-Cult from Memphis, Tennessee, and they are insane. Hunter and I went to go see them in Boston, and it was the most fun I've ever had at a show. It was so cool. They're like this force. So check out X-Cult and that whole everything on Goner Records,
Ty Siegel,
mm-hmm. Siegel, Jay Retard, Fuzz,
all that jazz.
The OCs, they're like a little more psychedelic, but I mean, you know, just that whole like
Oh, the Orwells. We've been into the Orwells lately. That's been.
And also Mac DeMarco. It has nothing to do with them, but just Mac DeMarco. Also Murther. What's their Facebook?
Murther. You guys should look up Murther on Facebook.
Yeah, I got to check them out.
M-E-R-T-H-E-R.
Yeah, we're playing a free show with them at the Blue Hill Park in Blue Hill, Maine tomorrow. From 5 to 9, and Murther will be on, they're going to be on WERU FM, which is WERU.org. I don't think that it comes in down here because it's an Orland-based.
But we listen to it on the internet here.
Yeah, totally. So stream Murther, they're going to be on there from 5 to 6, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're so awesome. They're like a psychedelic dub funk.
So reggae.
It's like my friend Carson described them as a cross between Bob Marley and Pink Floyd, and he said that's exactly what I want to hear. Just like that.
Also we are gonna be at Matthews.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be at Matthews
Pub, which is like on Free Street.
Yeah, right across the street from the museum.
Yeah, like
Portland,
diagonally. Yeah.
On August 16th.
That's in what town?
That's in Portland.
Portland.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock. And we'll be playing with Lunch Cult, I think, and
there are a couple of the bill's not like totally finished yet, but it's going to be a kick-ass show.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Lunch Cult will be there, and also this band called Wildlife. That's who we're planning on playing.
And what's the date on that show again?
That's August 16th at Matthews in Portland.
Saturday, okay. August 16th. Yeah.
Portland, you heard it here on WMPG. Jim Dandy, August 16th at Matthews.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it sounds like out there in Radioland, but in the studio, it's so much fun. These guys have so much energy, and I can only imagine what that looks like and sounds like on stage.
We're having so much fun. Again, yeah. We can't thank you enough for the opportunity to play in Portland. Like, you know, it is the big city, and here we are on the airwaves. We're out there in the sky. I can see us.
Yes. Invisible
jolly,
airwaves.
That Jolly Rancher is kicking.
So what other songs do you have lined up for us tonight?
We have our newest album?
Four more from our new album. These are the four from the new.
We've got a new album coming out, like we said, within the next 6 weeks. It's done. It's mastered.
Okay.
We're just working on album art. Shout out to Dave Munson. David Munson.
We love you, Dave.
Yeah, he's the man, the myth, the legend. Slays like none other. He does all of our art for us. He's been doing our t-shirts and our flyers, and he's an insane artist.
Did he draw that the dog food bowl on the cover?
No, that was me.
That was pre.
Oh, that was pretty good art too.
Thank you.
Pre-Munson.
That was pre-Munson. But Dave's style is like, imagine the style of the first album's art, but good, but better. The superlative.
Dave is like the drawing version of Jim Dandy.
Yeah. Like, wow.
He takes our music and makes it into art.
Yeah, he's the man. That's all we can say. Yeah. So like I said, so the album is called Drugs. And it's a 13-track album that we wrote and recorded in the same place that we did the first one. We got it mastered. We're going to get it printed. We're going to hopefully have it in stores. We're going to play some more songs from that.
Cool. Why don't we hear some of these songs, and then we can afterwards talk a little bit about, you know, this, what this experience has been like for you working on the second record.
Cool. Awesome. Okay, cool. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll do three more, and then we'll end with the title track off our new album. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds
good.
We'll figure this out.
Let's do 7 Bug Bites.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this next song is called 7 Bug Bites. It's off our new album called Drugs. We love you, Portland. This is what dreams are made of, baby. Right.
Another foggy night. My head is full of ticks, and I've got 7 bug bites, and I cannot go to bed. There's too much noise, and the juice just got to my head. To my head, to my head. The juice just got to my head. To my head, to my head. I'll take another 7 bites to my head. Everybody wants a taste. They want to get bit and stay out really late, but they don't hear what I said. They hit their waves and they keep taking bites to their head. To their head. To their head. They keep taking bites to their head. To their head. To their head. I'll take another 7 bites.
We're good. All right, we got 2 more songs for you. Is that okay? 2 more and then we're good? All right.
Master Blaster.
All right, this song is called Master Blaster, and it's about writing songs that are real fast and real quick because nobody has the attention span for anything else.
Master Blaster, this song's a disaster. It'd be so much better if we just played it faster. 1, 2, 3, 4, Master Blaster, no longer disaster. It is so much better since we just played it faster. At the skate park to a front side disaster. And you're gonna love this Master Blaster. Master Blaster! Master Blaster! Master Blaster! Master Blaster! Chilling out with a pastor and a pastor. Smoking on the rubble from a natural disaster. Showed him new Pope and he cried right after. Cause he couldn't handle that Master Blaster.
Okay, I'm just gonna go to them. This is the last song, and it's the title track off our album Drugs.
Coming in hot.
Getting a little jammy.
We're Jim Dandy. We're from Belfast, Maine.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for listening.
Ready?
Drugs all around my room, and the cops are here.
Wow. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy, that you were taking us out into some like prog rock epic extended jams.
Yeah. That's our jammy tune. Yeah. That's a fun one. I like that.
This second album's going to be different, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot, I think it's better produced just on our part. We're experienced. Yeah. And also it's got a lot more thrashy songs, but also some cleaner, like more interesting songs.
Yeah, we've taken like more experience or more, I don't want to be the only one to, what do you think?
Okay, we'll think about the new album, Molly.
Tell them about the new album, Molly. Give them that voice.
Spit it out. Come on, chump.
Well, it's very exciting. And that's about all I've got to say. It's definitely different. There are totally different influences that came into this one. I guess I've been playing for longer, so I think that kind of comes us together playing, it shows.
Yeah, so
you're
as an element in the music in this equation, you're showing up more.
Yeah.
I think all of us together are just like creating different dynamics, which is really fun. We're just playing around.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that it's a matter of, we've only been a band for about a year and a half. We wrote the first album within the first 3 months of us being a band, and just after playing and jamming and being a unit for longer, we've just wanted to do different stuff. And it's not like we don't want to be like, oh man, I'm so sweaty. We don't want to be like, we don't want to abandon the punk influence, but we just want to like, I don't know, twist it. Just like we twist our characters and we twist our scenarios and we twist our words. We just want to twist the whole idea of what it is. Just tweak it. Get real tweaked. Yeah.
Can I make a request as you tweak your sound, as you move, as you evolve this punk thing?
If you say more banjo, I'm coming.
No, just please don't vocal tune and you know.
Oh, there's a song on this album that's auto-tuned.
vocal tune. But like,
there is one.
We're not kidding. There's a song that's auto-tuned on this album.
Okay, wow.
So too late. I'm sorry, but you'll like it. You'll like it because it's
satirical.
It's totally satirical.
Okay, hey. Oh. As long as it's satirical, do anything. Do anything. Uh-oh. Drum machines.
Do anything.
Well, that's great. So this next album, it sounds to me, you guys, when you're talking about your songwriting and that process, you use the plural first person, like you say we a lot. So I just wanted to, you know, hey, as we wrap things up, talk a little bit about like how you guys wrote songs for this new album.
It's like a combination of a lot of different stuff. You know, I mean, and it's really what we do is no different, I think, than any other band. It's like, we all live in different places. Hunter lives here in Portland, and I live in Belfast. And in the school year, Molly goes to COA, which is College of the Atlantic, in Bar Harbor.
Oh, I love that place.
Me too.
I went up there earlier this year, actually, to speak with a class of students. Yeah, let's talk about it later. That's a cool place.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And so, just like not having the opportunity to be together all the time, when we do get together, we bring things to the table. So you know Molly might bring lyrics, or I play drums, but I might bring like a bass line or a guitar line, or Hunter will bring lyrics or just an idea for a song, just conceptually an idea for the song, you know.
Right. Well, I'm really excited to hear this new album.
We're excited to hear it too.
if you're interested, Portland, Southern Maine, if you're interested in checking out Jim Dandy's work, go to The Real Jim Dandy. What is it?
TheRealJimDandy.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/TheRealJimDandy.
And yeah, hit us up. We'll hit you back.
Yeah, we'll hit you back if you want to play any shows together or anything. We're down.
Yeah, we're down. And, you know, we throw shows in Belfast and people get down. It's crazy. I had to clean blood off of the floor.
Those kind of parties.
It was awesome.
I love it.
It's so sick.
Also, if you're in a cool band, hit us up. We could play a show together.
We love playing shows with new people. So much.
And you know, we're also this is totally random, and we're kind of spitting at the last moment here. But
yeah,
we do all of the recordings ourselves. We have no experience. We don't really have any equipment, but we're always down to help other local artists. Like if you're in a band and you want to record something, you should hit us up because we will
record you, or we will
talk to you about recording, or just. Because what we do is so simple and it's so bad by traditional standards, but for some reason people listen to it in their cars.
That's because it's human, you guys. What you do is human, and
wow.
People feel that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dave.
I don't know either. All right, well, it's check this out. Jim Dandy, you guys want to go out with that song by the Gourds you talked about?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. This is a song called Lament. Jim Dandy has requested this. We're going to wrap things up this week on Locomotives. Thanks for listening with to Jim Dandy, and make sure to check them out when they come back to Matthews on August
16th.
Next week we have the Feather. Oh, I lost a piece of paper. Anybody remember what they're called? Oh, yeah, the Feather Lungs. Next week we have the Feather Lungs live in the studio. This has been Locomotives. Stay tuned for Stay Rude with Rob for 1.5 hours of skanking Rasta punky funky good time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Peace out.